Hey there, backstage. Welcome to the second episode of Spill It with CB, and my guest today is West Bay Ray.
Evening, everyone. Ray here. Happy to be here.
Hey, thanks so much for joining me. I really appreciate you spilling it.
Oh, hey, no problem. Always happy to do stuff.
Great. Well, let's get into the first question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona?
It depends a lot on how I'm feeling at the day. Let's see. Most of the stuff in my GWA persona is fairly. I want to say touchy-feely, but that's not quite right. So, I am a really sweet guy in real life, although there are some times when I kind of get a little rougher in the audios. That's stuff I'm experimenting with, and normally I have a little trouble with that. It's no problem most of the time, but every now and then, you see what I mean.
Do you normally do scripts and things?
I actually have not done a single script yet so far
Oh, okay.
in all the 2 months I've been on here. Maybe I should at some time. Although somebody did write a Deadpool's E for Everyone Night Out, and I'm really wanting to do that one.
Okay. So you didn't answer the question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you?
Oh, that's right, I forgot. I'd say a flat 7 if I were to take a shot in the dark.
Okay, 7. And what's the story behind your username?
Story behind my username. There's 3 reasons for it, actually. The first one is that I'm a West Coast boy where there's a lot of bays and beaches and whatnot, mostly bays. Second reason is I was almost named Ray at birth before my mother changed her mind. And right. And the third reason is it is a play on East Bay Ray, who played guitar for the Dead Kennedys.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
I thought so too. Glad you think so.
Is this your only, is this an alt account for you?
No, as of right now, it's my only one. Although, if and when I get further into Reddit, I might have 2 or 3 different ones. Depends.
Okay. How many languages do you speak?
I mostly just speak English because that's my native tongue. I know a couple of phrases in Spanish because there's lots of Mexicans and Mexican restaurants around where I live. And I do know a few lyrics of a song in Swedish, but that's about it.
Swedish song lyrics. That's pretty good.
Oh, yes.
Can you say something sexy for us?
I actually do not know anything sexy to say in Spanish yet. I would like to, but if you're down with it, I could sing a lyric of that Swedish song if you
Okay.
want.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. If there are any Swedish people listening right now, forgive me for butchering it. All right. Först vaknade den yngsta, kallar var deras skog. Så väckte hon upp de andra medan skogen hon levas. That's all I know of that one.
Wow, you sing really well.
Oh, thank you.
And do you have any idea what it is that you just sang?
I don't know everything. I do believe that the ending, the last lyric is "While the woods burst into flame" or something like that.
Well, that's pretty dramatic.
I'll have to look it up. It's an old folk song.
Oh, fun. How did you learn a Swedish song?
I do listen to a lot of Viking metal. One of those bands does a lot of their songs in their native tongue, so consequently, I ended up listening to a lot of that.
Okay, that's fun. I didn't even know Viking metal was a thing.
You think that's bad? There's also a thing called Scottish pirate metal. There's only one band that does it.
Scottish pirate metal. I might have to look that one up.
Okay, the band's name is Aelstorm.
And how is that spelled?
Aelestorm, as in a storm of ale.
Okay, I will definitely look that up. I'm
It's
writing it down.
crazy. It's crazy stuff.
Ale storm. Scottish pirate metal.
Don't know if you're the metal type, but
Not really, but who knows? If it's lyrical at all, I might enjoy
yeah, there is lyrics in
Who is your celebrity look like?
Oh, man, I never really thought about it because I don't pay much attention to celebrities, but if I were to if I were to take a shot in the dark, this is not a celebrity look-alike, but it's more a character look-alike. You know, Stephen King's It?
Oh my God, don't even say.
Yes. A guy at Denny's once told me that I look a lot like Bill Denbrough in the movie. It must have been the glasses and the hair, and I'm just okay, I'm down with that. So I guess you could say my celebrity look-alike is that actor.
Okay. Oh, that not so much the movie, which I could never watch, but the book
The book was nuts.
freaks me out so much. I can't even think about it. I can't
The
picture. Oh, don't.
no
Don't
the
even say it.
don't even get me started on Pet Sematary.
Oh, that is that is one book that really affected me.
All right, well, I apologize for bringing it up, but I kind of liked that reaction because it was funny, so I'm sorry.
Terrified me. Couldn't put the book down. One of those, I hated reading it, but couldn't put it down.
I know, right?
Oh, Stephen King is an amazing writer. Who knows your secrets?
Who knows my secrets? The not too many people, actually. I'm a guy who mostly keeps to himself. The only people that I could say would know a bunch of them would be some of my closer coworkers who are also like family to me, and maybe just maybe my mother.
It's nice that you have coworkers that are so close to you that you feel like family.
Yeah, I definitely agree. We're a pretty small company right now, so it's really easy to keep that family kind of feel there. When we get bigger, that thing's gonna peter off, so we want to keep it as alive as we can for as long as we can.
You're lucky. I don't have that
Well, you can
can
always have it elsewhere.
I suppose. Can you share any of your secrets with us?
I'd say a really big one is that I secretly love the band The Cranberries. I kind of feel ashamed for liking that as a guy who listened. What's that?
I said, now you need to sing some cranberries for me.
All right. Okay, this is a bit from I Still Do. Okay, here we go. I don't want to leave you, even though I have to. I don't want to love you. I still do. There you
Yay!
go.
Thank you. What bad habits do you have?
I would say biting my nails for one thing, though I tend to make sure that no one else is around when I do that. And another one I might have is I sometimes do mutter under my breath slightly after I just said something. Like I'll say something and then I'll kind of mutter it back to myself. It's a bit of a verbal tic.
Okay. So is your nail biting your nails, is that a nervous thing or?
Yes and no. I often do it when A, I'm bored, or B, when I realize I need to cut my nails.
Okay. Can you tell us the story of losing your virginity?
Okay, it was cool stuff. This was only about a year ago, actually.
Oh.
Let's see. I had been dating this girl for a little over 2 months. I decided to call her up one day, and I said, "Hey, let's go to the beach and see if we can find any cool things that people left behind." She says, "Okay." It ended up raining,
Oh.
and instead of going to the beach, I decided, "You know what? Let's go to this burger restaurant instead." So we went there, and then we just decided to go back to my place. Stroke of luck, stroke of fortune, my landlady and my roommates were not around at the time. So she and I just ended up sitting together in my room and talking stuff and slowly getting closer until she finally said, "You know, we did mention this before, but you can definitely have me right now if you want to. I don't mind. In fact, I wouldn't regret it at all." And I said, "Okay, neither would I. Let's go."
Oh.
And so that's basically how it happened. Right in my room, no one around, and rain pounding outside. It was awesome.
Oh, that's nice.
The deed itself was actually pretty awkward because first time, but the atmosphere was awesome and the build-up was awesome.
Oh, that's great. So, how frequently do you have sex with someone else now?
Right now, absolutely no one because I'm single again and I really don't like philandering other than verbally. I mean, I'll flirt with people all the time. I'll kind of make fake passes at them, but we always make sure it's all in good humor as best we can. And I kind of don't believe in, I'm kind of not down for sex outside of relationships. I call me what you will, but to me it just seems pointless. So what I do with all that energy is I either redirect it into doing important things or make audios for you guys.
Nice, we appreciate that.
Oh, well, thank you.
So then how often do you have sex with yourself?
It depends on the week. Usually it goes around 4 or 5 times a week, not always on the same, not always every day. Once again, it depends on how busy I am. I did go on a business trip to Las Vegas about a week ago, and I had 9 people up there with me, so I didn't get a single moment to myself. So you better believe when I got back, I went at it hard.
9 people traveling together, that's kind of challenging.
Yeah, we took 2 cars.
What's your biggest regret?
At the risk of sounding like a total dick, I don't really do regrets. I mean, Lemmy Kilmister, the guy who used to sing for Motorhead before he died last December, he pretty much said what I believe about regrets. Regrets are pointless. You've already done it, haven't you? No point wishing you could go back and change it. However, if I were to say anything that I wish that I had done earlier, which I suppose would count as a regret, would be to stop taking life so seriously. I used to take life way too seriously, and now that I'm a much more mellow guy, a much more free-spirited guy, I feel so much better about life. I suppose you could call that a regret because I wish I'd done that earlier.
Well, that's awesome. That's a good thing conclusion to come to.
All right.
What would you choose as your death row meal?
My death row meal. Wow. Probably chili. Preferably only slightly spicy. The kind that kind of gets you woken up, but not so much that it's gonna make you go, ah!
Do you like the kind with beans in it?
Yes, definitely. I just cannot imagine chili without beans.
Oh, I hate beans. You can have all my beans.
Thank you.
Do you eat it with anything else?
Usually with either crackers or corn tortillas. Just kind of
Oh,
either crumble
tortillas.
the crackers in there or scoop the chili with tortillas and eat it like I would with a spoon. That's really fun.
Because I we eat it with cornbread.
Oh, yes, great one.
Cornbread is good, isn't
Oh, yeah.
it? Lots of butter. I like it a little bit sweet, a little bit of sugar in there.
Yes. You ever had cornbread with tortilla soup?
No.
It's really awesome.
No, I'll have to try that.
Yeah.
I think there's a restaurant near me that I can get something along those lines. I might have to try that tomorrow.
Ooh, jackpot.
Thank you for the good idea.
No worries.
So, what is your favorite scent?
Chestnuts. I discovered the
That's
scent of
interesting.
chestnuts when I first bought a bottle of a Dreamcatcher liquor. That stuff's made with chestnuts, and I love the scent of the liquor most of all because of all the chestnuts in it. So I decided I'm gonna go find some chestnut-scented candles or chestnut-scented incense and just play them, just burn them while I'm taking a shower because, yes, why not?
You can find chestnut-scented candles.
I have no idea because I haven't really looked hard enough, but I bet if I looked hard enough, I would find them. Maybe go to the Yankee Candle store.
Interesting, chestnuts. I have to tell you that I've never even thought about that.
Yeah, me neither, until I found it.
Fresh chestnuts smell that the same?
I have no idea, actually. I've never smelled actual fresh chestnuts. Usually, what I've been smelling is the toasted variety. So I suppose I should be saying toasted chestnut instead of just chestnut.
Okay. All right. What's the liquor called?
Dreamcatcher.
Dreamcatcher.
It's
Okay.
Irish.
I haven't heard of that. Interesting. Okay. What do you wear to bed on a regular night?
Well, I do live out in the desert area, so I tend to sleep au naturel unless it's in the middle of the cold season. Coldest it gets at night is about 49 degrees, but that's still cold enough to warrant wearing a pair of pajama pants to bed. But that's usually about all I wear unless I'm going all natural.
So on a sexy time night, what do you wear?
On a what night?
Sexy time.
Usually nothing but a pair of socks. I usually take off my glasses too because that gives me more room to concentrate. Fewer stuff on me.
I get it. Believe me. The socks are sexy too.
Usually I go with the wool ones.
Okay. Do you read in bed?
I do a lot, actually. That's usually where I get most of my reading done.
Who's your favorite author?
Let's see. My favorite nonfiction author has to be Dale Carnegie, because everything I've read by him has really helped me get better at stuff, about at so many things in life. And my favorite fiction author is got to be H.P. Lovecraft. I never get tired of his stuff.
Oh, okay. That's fun. Now, where does Stephen King rank?
Stephen King, I would say, in fiction authors, I would put him at 4 or 5.
Okay. That's fair. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be with another person.
The most memorable one that comes
No.
to mind. Oh, okay.
Recent.
Recent. Okay. My fault.
Sorry.
Okay. That would be the first time I really sat down, just relaxed, and had some fun with myself. That was actually right after I got back from the trip to Vegas. I didn't even bother turning on my PC as normal or pulling up any dirty material. I just flopped into bed, got naked, and started going at it. And
Some days you just have to.
oh yes. That was the first time in a long time that I did that, and when I finally finished, oh man, it took me about I checked the clock when I was done, and it took me about a whole hour of just having fun with myself and enjoying every bit of it. But once it was done, oh man, I am so glad I did.
Did you happen to record that?
No, unfortunately, like I said, I was too tired to turn my PC on, and that's kind of
Okay.
something I regretted after it.
So you do have a regret.
Okay, you win. I honestly don't know if anyone would be fine with sitting through an hour of off and on silence anyway.
That's true. We don't like silence.
Ooh, no
Heavy
way.
breathing is fine,
That's true.
So what is one word that describes you inside the bedroom?
Thinking about that, I would say firm, because I can be a really commanding guy in the bedroom, despite the fact that I'm such a sweetheart. And when I'm commanding like that, I don't really get too aggressive or anything. I stay soft, but I stay firm. So my voice would be nice and steady, and I would clearly enunciate and do it really firmly.
Okay.
To use a metaphor, I'm kind of like an iron fist in a velvet glove.
All right. So outside the bedroom, what's the one word that best describes you?
Thinking about that one for a minute, there's a lot of them. I'd say silly, because I'm the kind of guy who will be walking down the street with his headphones on and just singing at full volume, or I'll just break into dance whenever I like. I don't even care. I've even gone so far as to walk up to people as to bring my yo-yo with me when I'm out and just walk up to people in the mall at the food court and say, "Hey, you guys want to see a yo-yo trick?" Sometimes it works.
How long have you been, what is it called when you play the yo-yo?
It's called yo-yoing.
Yo-yoing.
It's
Okay.
kind of a dumb name. I wish there was one better, but that's the way it is.
How long have you been yo-yoing?
Let's see. I first started when I was 12, did it for about 6 months, stopped, and in a few recent years decided to pick it up again. So I suppose been doing it for about a total of 2 years and 6 months.
Cool. Do you know any of the really fun tricks, complicated ones?
I wouldn't say complicated, though a lot of them look pretty fun. The most complicated one I know right now is called Split the Atom. That one's really tricky because it's a combination of two different tricks, and it took me about 2 weeks to get it right.
Oh, I don't know what that is. I'll have to
Yeah,
YouTube that.
you can look it up. It's pretty easy to find.
Okay.
The guys on YouTube are the ones who teach me how to do it.
Do you have any tattoos or piercings?
I do not right now, although I've been playing with the idea of getting a tattoo on my back. It would basically be I do watch anime sometimes, and a couple of them really spoke to me as a person. So the one I get on my back, if I end up getting one at all, is the symbol of the main characters from the anime Gurren Lagann. It's basically a flaming skull with giant pointy sunglasses.
Okay, that sounds fun. Have you ever come without touching your penis?
What do you mean, come about it? Oh, without it, okay. No, I haven't, actually. I've always tried those HFO, those hands-free orgasm audios, but I've never really been able to achieve it. They've never really worked for me. Although I have a feeling that, given enough practice, it probably would, because I've kind of learned to feel when the sensation's really picking up and start pushing myself into it. Do you know what I mean?
No.
It's okay, like for example, I will be listening to one and let's see, I'll kind of feel the tension start to build, and that's when I decide, okay, that must be it right there. This must be how it works. But that's about when I start thinking, and having mild autism, my mind tends to wander at the drop of a hat. So as soon as I start thinking consciously, I'm like, "Ah, it's ruined."
You overthink it, and then you start losing the feelings.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't take much effort for me to overthink.
Okay. Yeah, I don't do the hands-free stuff. I don't listen to those. So I don't really have any idea what that's like.
Yeah, I understand. I kind of did a horrible job describing it anyway.
No, you didn't. I just don't. I'm just not familiar with them at all.
That's all right.
So what is your record for coming in 24 hours?
I believe about 4 times. That was back when I was 17, 18.
Did you challenge yourself to do that, or did it just happen? And are you multi-orgasmic?
It just happened. I was a teenager, had the home all to myself for a day, so you can imagine what I ended up doing when I was bored all day. And as for being multi-orgasmic, I don't really know about that. I've never really attempted to do it. Maybe I should give that a shot sometime.
You could start with some post orgasm torture and then just keep going.
Oh yeah, I heard about that stuff.
Yeah, we like to hear that.
Yeah, never tried it, but I heard about it.
What's on your sexual bucket list?
Oh boy. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I have a feeling that zero gravity might be invented one of these days, so I've always wanted to do it in zero gravity. It's probably going to suck, but I want to try anyway.
Okay.
And another thing is to. Okay, I am such a guy, but another thing would be to have a really awesome car, like totally decked out and everything, and then just take my girl for a ride in the mountains and get to a secluded spot where we could just go at it right over the car and then on the grass.
Okay, that's nice. All right. And so we're at the question number 20 already,
Sweet.
which is describe what an orgasm feels like to you, hopefully while having an orgasm.
Well, like I said, I'm in no condition to actually do that right now, but I will describe it.
Okay.
It's kind of difficult to describe. Here, how about this? It's like pressure building up even more and more. And then as it builds more, I focus completely on how my dick feels in my hand when I get it going, when that pressure builds. And the more I focus on how that feels, the higher the pressure gets. And that's usually when I start breathing really hard. And after that, boom, it's there.
Okay, but what does it feel like?
What does it feel like? It feels like there's a whole bunch of power that's just building up down there. It's just ready to explode out, like getting shot out of a cannon. And when it gets shot, it's like I can feel some of the essence of myself just getting shot out of there. Really poetic way to describe it.
Well, yeah.
Oh. Okay. Crap.
It's the most difficult question to answer.
Yeah, I hope I did a decent job.
Sure you did. Yeah.
Crap, but I
And
am getting a little hot and bothered just thinking about it. Ugh.
what's your biggest fear?
I would say failing to make any woman I desire feel incredibly desired. I really just want, I understand that everyone just wants to be wanted in life, and I really want to make late I want to make you ladies feel wanted. I want to make women in general feel wanted, especially the ones that I care the most about. So I'm always worried that I won't really make her feel like she's desired, you know?
Oh, that's really sweet.
Nah, that's
It's
me.
nice of you to be thinking of someone else.
Oh, thank you.
And so the very last thing is, would you like to ask me a question?
I would
It
say, what's
can
that?
be one of these, but doesn't have to be.
Sure, why not? I'll see what you have to say to this. What does it feel like for you to
Oh,
orgasm?
God. I think I kind of describe it every single time I record. No, I don't actually. The building, an exquisite pleasure that builds and builds and builds. And for me, it's all clitoral. And then it just builds to the point where it just spills over. And it spills out all over my body, starting at the center there. And then I can feel it flood down to my toes and up through my fingers.
So,
Sometimes it only lasts a split second though.
oh, okay.
And those are the ones that are very intense. Those are the ones that my rabbit and my Hitachi cause. Very, very intense, lasts a split second.
Whoa, okay.
But there's other ones that are much slower and that flood takes longer and it's just blissful the whole time.
I was gonna say, those have gotta be the best.
Yep. And every time when I say please, when I'm really close, it's me asking for one of those slow, sweet, blissful
So, would you say you get them most of the time? Would you say
orgasms.
that?
Unfortunately, no.
Ah.
Unfortunately, no. God, I would never put my pants on if I did get them most of the time.
It's probably better that way.
You know, you're right. I think it is. So,
Because yeah.
no, go ahead.
Because if we could just achieve that whenever we damn well pleased, we would not do anything in life. We would just do that over and over every day, and every now and then find someone to join us. And then it would just be a vicious circle of sexual pleasure and nothing else.
I don't think there's anything vicious about that.
I was gonna say, maybe I should correct that.
Well, the thing is, those slow and sweet orgasms for me happen when I am with somebody else.
Oh yeah.
Because that's not when I'm using toys, typically. So, yeah,
Okay.
that should happen every day.
Do you still say that you get it every day?
Do I get what?
Do you get those slow, sweet ones every day? No, wait, you kind of don't. You said that earlier. My fault.
No. Unfortunately, no.
But you only wish, right?
No, I do. Every single time. I beg for it. Yeah.
Yeah. Every single time I wish I could actually just finish myself off, because there'll be times when I don't know what happens, but I did something wrong and I just can't finish. I'm like, damn it!
Oh no, sounds like you start overthinking
Yeah, I might. So that's
again.
kind of something I'm practicing right now, shutting off the mental capacity. Not even thinking about it, just totally giving in.
Does it help when you are listening to something because then you're not focusing on yourself?
Big time. That's
Oh, good.
actually something that, excuse me, that's actually something that got me addicted to erotic audio in the first place. All right.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that happening. West Bay Ray, thank you so much for spilling it with me.
All right, no worries. I hope we can do stuff again sometime, CB.
Yeah, me too. Thanks. Thanks, everybody. If anyone else is interested in spilling it with CB, just send me a PM or leave a comment. I'll get back to you as soon as possible. And thanks again, Ray.
Good night, everyone. Stay sexy, and as the Irish saying goes, may you be in heaven half an hour before the devil knows you're dead.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.